Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 639. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Let me see if I can turn this screen off. Where I have this little flower pot. You see that spinning down there?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
What did I knock over?
Oh, hopefully you didn't knock your coffee over.
No, it's good.
I see it spinning on the bottom down there, yeah.
It's one of those magnet bases.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you what's crazy. I've had that pot, and I haven't put anything in it. But the other day, I finally put just a little succulent in there just to sit it in there. So I started that thing spinning 3 weeks ago. And it's still just spinning without me touching it again.
That's cool.
Which is pretty crazy. It's just, it's one of those little magnet spinners. They make them for everything. Like for displays. I hit all the buttons trying to fix this. There's no telling what's happening. Oh, Siri's trying to talk to me.
Be one of those days.
Well, it probably would have been easier for me just to tell you than to try to show you and destroy my desk, but I thought I would show you. Anyways, it's pretty impressive how long that's been spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you would spin it with nothing in it, it would only spin for like a day. Maybe not even that long. Because it didn't have any weight, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, my whole thing is jacked up. I shouldn't have done this. All right, there we go. But yeah, she's just spinning her way. The cool thing is if you put that near like a window, it'll ensure that the whole plant gets light.
Mm-hmm.
As it wiggles around. You good?
Yeah, I was looking up magnet spinners.
Oh, yeah, they make a bunch.
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool to do some like Lego display or something on there too.
Yeah, they have them that are like flat plates where you could do that. You just have to make sure whatever's on there is fairly balanced. They are powered though, so you have to be careful when the power goes out. It'll snap down to the base. So you have to be careful. Like you can't put anything in there crazy that it would destroy if it did that.
Yeah.
This one's not even planted. It's just set in there. I think what I want to do is cut a piece of foam that fits completely tight in there and then cut the circle out and just slide that little pot down in there. That way it's not actually planted.
Yeah.
Cause I just think it'd be too messy every time it slams down. It's not that my power goes out a lot, but it does go out. But I think it's pretty cool. I got it from Amazon. It would also be cool if you like built your own desk or table to like insert those to where you didn't see them sticking up.
Because
this has the base, but if you did like a thin layer, like I could probably route out a thin layer underneath my desk and put that mechanism in there and then the pot would just float.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would look pretty cool.
Somebody's go strolling by and you just got Legos and pots and shit just floating off your desk.
They're like, what is that?
Yeah. But it's pretty cool. That thing has just been spinning. It's not spinning at a fast rate, but it's just spinning.
Yeah, just enough.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And so we're trying a new thing. There's no more Skype, so we're using Microsoft Teams. So we'll see how this episode goes.
No, we're the only two people with it. We're still using Skype.
Mm-hmm.
So they held on for as long as they could for us.
Right.
It's finally time to pull it down.
One cool thing, I can just get rid of another app on my computer. Don't have to worry about it no more.
Yeah.
Or phone.
Now, share your screen. This will be the first time I've seen the share screen from.
Oh, you did? I was sharing Teams. It earlier.
Oh, no, I never saw it.
Okay. I'm sharing it right now.
It's the first time. Yeah, so it does. It pulls the pictures up top. It's a little different. Interesting. Yeah, it looks nice though. It's worked well. I know everyone else has been using it forever. I had Teams, but I've never, we just, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we continue to use Skype. Although Skype was broke.
Yeah. I think they did it on purpose.
Yeah, probably. I doubt they were updating it like they needed to.
Yeah, we've been using Teams at work for a little while.
Do you prefer it?
Yeah, it works better.
Yeah, I would agree. Wait, have you played in? You want to jump into what you played? Mine's gonna be boring.
Mine will be a little boring also. I did Fallout 76 just on Tuesday, just because it was the weekly update. Then I've been playing a lot of Hogwarts Legacy. I'm 23 hours in now.
I should go finish that game. I really liked it.
Flying around, got my broom. I'm pretty much, if I fight an enemy, it's no problem. I'm pretty much beating everybody. I guess I'm not going up against higher level. I think I'm level, I just hit level 20.
I used to throw the those chomping lettuces down at those trolls. I would fly over and throw like three or four of those out and then turn around and they would have them killed before I even had to do anything.
Oh yeah, I started doing that too. There
That
was
was my
a
move.
there I was a goblin flying around. I found a goblin little area and I just dropped one down and let it do its thing. One of the boss
Yeah.
fights, what is this big robot looking thing? I dropped that down, let it kill it while I was running around.
Yeah, that's the move. I really enjoyed that game. Something just came out and pulled me away, and I just never went back.
Yeah, this is kind of like the Ghost of Tsushima, like where I like it, but I don't. But I want to continue going.
Which means you must like it some. Like, you must like it enough.
Yeah. Like I'm not a Hogwarts. I don't know the Harry Potter or Hogwarts thing. This is all brand new to me, so I don't really know
Yeah, I have no
anything of the
doubt that it would be
story.
better if you knew it. Like, I think you would enjoy it more, but I don't think it's a requirement.
No, it's not. Getting the gist of it.
Yeah, but I do think you would like it more if you knew what was going on.
And so what I don't like is some of the missions they don't tell you like where to go. Because you basically have just stumble across it. Like the collecting of this or collecting of that. And I'm like, and I kind of like I got spoiled into what the it tells you where to go. So
Yeah.
now this doesn't.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm not really far in like the story wise, I think, because I've been just flying around or just running around, doing what I do, going off the beaten path, kind of open up the map, trying to
That
find
game
the,
is excellent for that, though.
yeah, try to find the fast travel point so I can just fast travel when it does come time.
Yeah, that game's really good at letting you just do whatever, whenever. Well,
That.
I'll be super brief. Oh, go ahead. You got
I
more?
said that. No, I said that's all I've got.
Oh, yeah, I'll be super brief. I literally just played Rocket League and Party Animals this week. And even that, I didn't play that often. It was just a long week at work. I was tired. I just didn't do that much.
You're trying to get some more sleep instead of staying up late.
Well, I haven't gotten any more sleep. I still stay up. It doesn't matter. I'll just watch a YouTube video though instead of going to bed. But sometimes you need that. Like, it's not even about like going to bed earlier. It's just about like taking a little bit of a break.
Right, well,
So.
that's all you got. Well, in the mail, you got yours already, but I sent you a picture. I got my Astrobot.
Yeah. The Good Smile Company, the Astrobot. It's 1879, I think. You're just whipping that number around.
1879.
Yeah, he's super good. Now, you mine is wrapped in mine is not like yours. You put yours in that bag?
No, it came with the bag.
So yours is in a bag. Mine is wrapped in tissue paper.
You got
What
it?
I will say is we ordered from two different places
Yeah, I
though.
ordered mine from Big Bad Toys.
Yeah, and I ordered mine directly from Good Smile, I think. I pre-ordered mine a long time ago.
There's a little warning label on the back.
Oh yeah, the Uline warning label. Yeah, they put it in years in that bag. So mine is wrapped like in tissue paper. So I didn't even open mine to look at it because I didn't want to take the tissue paper off until I had the proper place to display it.
This would be pretty cool on one of those little magnet thing spinners.
Yeah. You may have to take him out, though. He may be too heavy, and then you run into the problem of is he balanced?
Right, because it. He might be on that little stand.
Maybe like weight distribution wise, he'd have to be balanced.
Yeah, but he came in. I was super excited. I got an email saying it was coming, and then showed up, and I was opened up, and I was like, "Yay!"
In the pictures, of course, I didn't open mine, but he looks of high quality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about him. He's Astrobot's such a good character.
Now, are you going to get the other one? Or did you get the other one?
I did not get the other one. I have thought about it, but I just have too much stuff. While we're talking about purchases, I ordered the Steamboat Willie Lego set.
Yep.
It's one I wanted forever. I decided not to get when it was out for whatever reason, and then I refused to pay the resale price on them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time I've ever done this. And all of the Legos that I have, I bought a already put together set. So that Steamboat Willie's already assembled.
Oh, okay.
But the price was good. I think it was $52.99 is what I paid for it.
Oh, heck yeah, that was really good.
Plus shipping. I think I was at $64 total, which is a screaming deal. It didn't include the plastic bags, but it did include the instructions, the box. And all the pieces and everything is perfect. And I give this guy a lot of credit. Now I will say he's a reseller. So that's what he does is resell Lego sets,
mm-hmm.
but he put everything in baggies. So whatever had to be disassembled, he put in baggies and he did it by like section. So it was easy to see, like, this is only the top pieces. This is only the winch pieces. And then he even put each minifigure in a separate baggie, and then he even put the minifigure accessories in a separate baggie, so like nothing could rub together.
Oh, that's good.
And it was all packed in a box with packing material too. It was packed very, very well. Like, I was surprised how well packed it was for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now here's one on eBay for $160.
Yeah, the prices are crazy. That's what it always is, like $120. But I will tell you one thing that was quite challenging is to piece one together that was disassembled and not like step order.
Mm-hmm.
I had to like strip it back far enough to where I had to do like the last whatever 20 pages. So I actually had to take more stuff off of it to wrap my head around how it was supposed to go together. So I got to finish it. It would have been nicer to do the whole build, but I just wanted it in my collection.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. The movement is awesome. The ship is awesome. It's super nice. I don't understand the little Disney plaque. I get that it's for display. I don't need the mouse ears.
Mm-hmm.
It feels out of place, and I don't know where I'm supposed to put it.
All right, here we go, right there.
Yeah, you just like set it beside it, you know, which I understand, but it feels out of place.
Mm-hmm. Here they got just the two. I guess you can put the two minifigures on top of them if you didn't want to put them on the boat. I guess,
but you're still just sitting it beside the boat.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the way to do it. I don't know. I got her on the boat playing guitar, and I got him driving it. Oh, look on the down. Go down a couple. You see how they got him hung out the window? That's how I should do it. He looks so good at an angle like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I might change mine like that. So she's sitting on the back on that potato box just playing the guitar. Like that. I do have her like that. But see, I have him driving, but I'm going to hang him out the window.
That's cool.
So I'm really happy I got it. I'm also really happy with that price. So we were talking about it after we finished playing, and I got on there, and it was one of those things where I was like, I was zooming in to make sure they were real pieces, because I'm like, I've never seen it that cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Since it came out. And, once I determined it was real, I was like, I gotta buy it right now.
Yeah, so when I messaged you guys, you know, I got shit on all over for it, but I was talking about how there's a rare one, and then it's a misprinted box, and I have the misprinted box.
You didn't get shit on. It's just that I didn't even know that was a thing, and I didn't buy it for, like, collecting purposes.
Right.
I bought it to put on a shelf, which is all I said is I bought it for the set.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that came off more harsh than I meant for it to.
Yeah, because everyone jumped on board.
Yeah. What I meant was like that doesn't matter to me because I'm, and also you didn't have all the details. There's mine's already put together.
Yeah.
So it's like it, I didn't buy it to sit and it raise money. I bought it to put on a shelf. And so, yeah, mine is the set number 25, which is the correct labeling. So is 24, is that double dipping? Is there already another 24? Is that why it's a misprint?
Yeah, there's another 24.
Look how complicated the inside is on that third picture. There's so much going on. Also, we should have talked about this before. Did you make sure that Teams is still pulling the audio?
Oh, no, I'm using OBS still.
Yeah, but is it still pulling the audio in, even though it's a different source?
Yes.
Okay. We should have talked about that before we were like 25 minutes in.
Right.
So I'm super excited about it. I did put it the rest of the way back together and push it around the table so the smokestacks go up and down and everything's cool. And I put it in there in my bookcase, so it lives on a shelf now. And but shout out to the person I bought it from. It was very well taken care of, very well packed. And you could tell that person is used to selling to people who, like, he's used to selling to adults.
Mm-hmm.
That was not packed for a kid to rip it open and play with it. It was packed like so that I felt like he cared about it.
Now, with this, are you going to try to get the mini one then?
No, I don't think so. I looked at the mini one. The prices for the mini one are actually pretty reasonable. I just don't know that I care. It's weird because it's like a less detailed version of the same thing.
Yeah.
If they had made it different, I think it might entice me to have it, but I just don't know that I care to have like a downscaled version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I couldn't get the other one, it would be all right. But
no. So now the guy you bought it from, you said that, are you going to like save him as a contact and just keep an eye if he has any other
sets?
No,
I think I'm going to try to never make that mistake again.
Buy an open one.
No, that's fine. That didn't bother me as bad as I thought it did, but I'm not going to let it set. I knew I wanted that set the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could probably go back episodes, you know, when it's not retired yet and I'm talking about it. I have no idea why I didn't just buy it.
And that was like shipping a bottle, same thing. You waited to get that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And got lucky on it that I was able to get it. But yeah, I don't need to do that anymore. I need to just buy them. But yeah, he's a seller that I would buy from again.
You have a light kit for it.
I'll tell you, the light kits are, you put enough fun hole sets together and you're like, I don't know why everything doesn't have lights.
Yeah.
Also completed the farm cheese house. I don't think I sent pictures of it, but I did finish it. The minifigures are still ass. Now, friend of the show, Marshall 205, is trying to convince everybody that the minifigs aren't that bad.
Oh, yeah. I saw that in the thing message. No.
Yeah, he said they're not horrible. And I'm like, well, they are horrible, though.
So now we got Marshall 205. You got me on board, Dan on board, friend of the show, Dan, original OG, and Marshall 205 on it. Now,
I should see if they have an affiliate program.
Right. Now, have you talked to OG Matt about it?
Yeah, so he's gone online. He loves them, but he's very specific about what he collects. He doesn't just collect anything.
Yeah.
So he likes anything that feels very like Japanese inspired or real world Japan, and then things that just like suit him, like some of the space stuff. Funhole doesn't have a line that really clicks with him. If you look at your phone, I actually sent you over. Gosh, look at the. So here's a couple things I want to beef with while you're looking at the pictures. You pulled up the set here. So first off, it comes with a guy, it comes with a lady. Put them right in the trash. They're no good. Second thing, that pot, that big vat, the gold one there, it's bullshit. Throw it in the trash too. No good. I get what they're trying to do here, but it's not good. Like the weird flexible handle and the big oversized like connection points.
Yeah.
No good. The little cart's fine. It feels right. Cheese press law, it's fine. Now the goat. I have the goat herder that was in the series.
Mm-hmm.
If I handed them to you, I am not confident you could tell them apart.
Yeah, because it looks like a
Other
regular.
than the coloring, I'm not confident you like side by side, there is absolutely no difference between the two of them. None.
And you were worried about it at first.
I thought the goat was not going to be right. It's the scale. I knew he looked okay. I thought the scale was going to be off, but I think it's just these goofy ass minifigures were throwing off the scale for me. So what I did was go ahead and just get rid of him altogether, all of them. I kept the goat though. So I have two goats and my goat herder on the front of mine now, looking legit.
Yeah, I'm looking
And
at your.
one thing I didn't realize, if you look at the picture, and I guess if I'd have looked at these pictures, I would have known it, is it opens up. Did you see that? Did you see my pictures?
Yeah, I've seen yours.
Yeah, it swings open. I don't know that they showed that anywhere, but I for sure didn't
No,
realize that it hinges.
they don't.
So even more impressive, this set has lights. It has lights on both sides of the house, and it still hinges itself open.
Yeah, I see the hinges on the back here, on the back.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive that it does all that. Inside is the fire where they heat up the cheese water, and it flickers, which is a nice touch.
That's right. The pictures here don't show the inside.
Yeah.
Yours
It was
does.
$25 from Amazon. I still highly suggest it. If it was my first fun haul, I'd been like, hey, these are awesome. Since it's my third, there were some things about this set that made me feel like this was maybe an earlier set or definitely a cheaper set. Like the vine work right there, I thought could have been better. It just feels like an afterthought. I also question their brickwork because they use the line side on the outside.
Yeah.
And then up top, they use the brick side on the outside. And I think that is weird. That little two studs on the side there are fine. That's what holds the battery pack. So you don't
Oh.
actually see those two random ones that stick out there. Your battery pack sticks there like the chimney coming through, kind of, but it's white instead of gray. Also, I friend of the show, Marshall 205, put together his cowboy set. It uses the watch battery, which I think is what yours used.
Yeah.
Every set I've put together so far has used a battery pack that uses triple A's. So that is definitely more convenient because I don't have any watch batteries on hand. But my plan is to put all these on one shelf in a cabinet and then run a USB hub in there and then run just a battery, like a battery backup in there. Because they all come with USB connections too. So I'll hook everything into that hub and then run into just a battery pack. And so when I want, I can just flip the whole shelf on all at once
Yeah.
versus using battery packs. Because battery packs are, that's no good. I've got nine triple A's just to run those lights. But real happy with it. The next one I'm going to get, I think, is the farm store. I think that's my next one.
Now, what did Marshall 205 say about his? Because he sent us
He
pictures of
loved
his.
them.
He loved it.
He loved them, yes. He's going to keep working on the Western stuff, but he absolutely loved it. Here's something interesting. You see, you're on Lumabricks. Lumabricks and Funhole, same thing. Very confused. That site says Lumabricks. You can go to a site that'll say Funhole, but when you click through, some pages say Lumabricks on them. Lumabricks, much better name.
Yeah.
They should be Lumabricks instead of Funhole. Funhole is a horrible name.
It was weird because up here is FO. I wonder if they were called Lumabricks, the company, and then they changed it to Funhole or.
Maybe. I'm hoping they are switching to Lumabricks. See, the site is, it says Lumabricks, brand open, brand upgrading. Oh, yeah. Lumabricks X Funhole brand upgrading. I bet they're changing to Lumabricks.
Yeah,
Because they're seeing some success.
with the lights.
Yeah, and so this is the farm collection here. So yeah, I definitely want that one. The farm store, I think, is next. I should get the chicken coop just to cap it off. And then my final purchase, I think, will be that barn.
Yeah, barn.
Yeah. The carpentry van is fun. It kind of gives me work vibes, but it feels out of place with the farm set.
The hen house is only $24, so Amazon might have it for like 19 or something.
Yeah, if it's $20, I'll probably scoop it up. It's tiny though. It doesn't have much going on. So here, I am confident those chickens are going to be exactly the same. I already know the pumpkins are the same because I have them. So they're not using the same eggs as Lego, though. Lego has a little egg mold because I have the Lego chicken coop.
Yeah.
But it seems like it'd be a shame to not have these. So for people who are have not investigated the fun hole rabbit hole, they have lights incorporated in all their set. The other thing that they do pretty consistently is they use more printed pieces. So more, like the cheese shop has like signs and stuff, calendars. There's just more of that than I feel like you normally get out of a Lego set. And I think that is sets them apart, but I also think you have to be careful because if you're going to incorporate it in a Lego set, you have to be careful that it doesn't have too much of that stuff, or it's going to be noticeable. Like one or two isn't bad, but when you get into a lot of it, I really want that antique store. But see, if you click on that antique store, it I think has a lot of signage. That's 159 right now. Can you blow that picture up where I can see? So it's got the main sign. It's got the sign that runs all the way across the top, like wraps around. It also has the like outside A-frame sign. The sign on the other side that wraps all the way through. I'm just not confident that Lego would do that much printing. So I think keep that in mind as if you're using them in the modular
Now, the stained
space.
glass thing looks pretty
Oh,
cool.
stained glass is awesome. These different color clear bricks with a lid behind. See, there's another printed piece too. And back to what I was saying earlier with eBay purchases, you have to be very careful because people will print and make pieces on eBay too and do fake sets. So I do suggest you either buy with somebody who has good feedback or you really study the pictures. I was nervous, even though I zoomed in, could see that they were Lego bricks. I was still nervous until it came in. You can get that underground dance battle.
No. No.
The record shop is really good.
Now, what they
So,
don't have on here, what I'm interested in, is if they don't do a space set.
right, not yet.
But yet, if when they do, or if they do, be interesting.
So, if you go to Amazon and type in Luma Bricks, it pulls up Funhole. I don't know which way they're going.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're switching to.
I think you're changing to Luma Bricks. Yeah, it says
Yeah,
right
all their
here.
branding says
It
Luma
says,
Brick.
oh, that's right. Thing is,
A gelato store looks good.
Funhole is now Luma Bricks.
Oh, well, thank shout out to, I guess they listened to the show.
Yeah.
We got them some sales and they were able to rebrand.
We should reach out to them and see if we can get a discount code or something.
We should see if they have like a. I would put it. I would. I'm
Affiliate.
confident enough. I've put together enough of those that I would put a like link out. I really do. They need some help. They need someone to be like, "Hey, here's what you need to do." But they're real close.
Yeah.
Like they're really good.
Oh, look, someone did a whole.
Also, somebody mocked up the sets and like where they sit. That's adorable too.
Yeah.
It really feels like that they are catching fire because it feels like they're starting to do better with their marketing and cadence the sets are coming out with. And
Yeah.
you're right, on Amazon the hen house is 19.99. Prime one day 1999. It's 20 bucks would be here tomorrow if I click the button. Yeah. Scroll back up. So they do have a point system. Earn
Yeah.
points, redeem gifts, exclusive benefits. Here's the problem I have, and it's the same thing. I don't ever buy my Lego from Lego. Well, I don't say ever. I don't usually. I usually will in-person purchase at the store. And then on here, it's like you would spend so much more money to buy it directly from them than Amazon.
They have a figures display box, USB cable, which we
What's
talked
a
about.
mini light figure? Will it not even show you what it is? Huh. Well, good. Shout out to them for being Lumibricks. Which is better? Lumibricks. Luminibricks. Oh,
That's
it's just
it.
like a display that lights up.
Yeah.
The torch lights up. Well, if they're listening, it's time to redesign the minifigs. You copied everything else. You can't be worried about the lawsuit.
Right. All right, so let's get into some news.
I didn't mean to derail everything. I just thought I
No,
would
no,
talk
no.
about that
You're good.
set.
All right, so PlayStation news. We'll start with them first, as usual. They added a bunch of games for the premium and extra for the PlayStation Plus. Battlefield 5, Sandland, Stalker, Soul Hackers 2, Five Nights at Freddy's, Help Wanted. This other one I can't see that. Soul Hackers was. Okay, this is called Grand Blue Fantasy Versus Rising. Humankind got added to it. Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life. The Gloom. Haven, Missionaries Edition, Battle Engine, Aquileia. So I know you're probably going to play Story of Seasons. That's a farming thing.
Story of Seasons is a Harvest Moon, same company, same idea.
Humankind looked pretty interesting, and so did Stalker. Battlefield, of course, is Battlefield. This Five Nights at Freddy, that looked pretty wild. Apparently, you could play it in VR, and it's even crazier in VR.
Don't know anything about Five Nights at Freddy's. Other than it is has massive appeal, but the VR version does look scary.
Yeah, because I mean, you're trying to navigate through a house, and these things just show up out of nowhere.
It's like all black dark too.
All right, next one. Helldivers 2, Dev. Are breaking away. Their next game is not going to be a PlayStation exclusive. They're going to go. They've made enough money from Helldivers 2 that they can live off their own. It'll be this next game will be 100% funded by them, and they're going to call 100% of the shots.
It's interesting because they have been partnered with Sony for quite a bit. It's interesting to see. I assume that they did not like the way that Helldivers was treated. But I will also say that Arrowhead itself wasn't prepared for what happened there. But I don't think Sony did a very good job supporting them. And maybe they didn't want to support. I mean, we don't know the details, but it never felt like that relationship was in. That relationship wasn't set up for that game to be successful. And then when the game was successful, everything felt like a knee-jerk reaction. But from both them and Sony, just not a pretty partnership when it came to this. So, they can't use the Helldivers name, I would think. Sony probably owns that. But I would be shocked if it's not a clone of that same style that they can go multi-platform with. I don't know why Sony didn't just release Helldivers everywhere. Put it out, let people play it. That game only works if people are playing it. You have a decent supply of people between PC and PS5, but it should have been everywhere.
Agree. All right, next one. There's a new PlayStation 5 bundle. You get 24 months of premium if you get it. It's right now it's available in the UK, which more likely will come over to the United States. Basically, you're getting the it's $200 more, but you're saving about $40 on the premium side.
I'll tell you, PlayStation Plus Premium is expensive.
Yeah, the premium
I just
is
had to renew mine.
120 in the UK. Yeah, mine's coming up. I think mine's in June or July.
It's expensive.
All right, there's a bunch of new games coming out. I didn't realize so many there in May, just in May alone. There's all these. in June has a whole bunch. I'm not going to name all the games, but there's a bunch.
It's probably a lot of garbage, though, and just looking through there. There are some bigger games, but there's some stuff that I don't think it's going to be that great.
Like Duck Detective.
They have Duck Detective, The Ghost of Glamping, and Secret Salami, I think is what that says.
Yeah. Ghost of Glamping, yeah, Secret Salami. This FBC Firebreak was the one game that we talked about, but only it's only three player though.
Yeah, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll up, they got that Architect Life.
Yep.
A house design simulator.
Yep, another sim.
Mm-hmm. That's the hot thing right now is the sim.
All right. PlayStation 4 doesn't have as many though. But they're still bringing some games out to it.
It's time. It's time to start winding that thing down because in the next couple of years, you're going to start thinking PS6 with PS5 still being supported. So You don't want to be supporting three generations.
Right. Now they've added, there's a couple of PlayStation VR2 or PSVR2 games. X8 Fallout is to be determined, but they have Zombie Army VR, Pools, Heroes Forever, Dream of Another, Aces of Thunder, then Cave Crave.
That list is sad.
Yeah.
There's eight games on that list for 2025 VR releases.
All right. Now, they are now cutting a bunch of games and some good ones, too. Grand Theft Auto 5 is leaving the PlayStation Plus. MotoGP, The Sims 4, Island Living, Resistance, Fall of Man, and Resistance 2 is leaving. Walkabout Mini Golf is leaving PSVR 2. I don't know what Pac-Man's going to do with that. Doesn't he have an account on there?
Yeah, he's playing one on each, so he has it on. He bought it on the other, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Let's see. Ghostbusters, The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, and Chapter 2, Retribution's leaving. Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2, The Lego Movie's leaving. Let's see. Ghost Runner, Payday 2, Prime Wave Edition, Journey to the Savage Planet, Portal Knights, Batman Arkham Knight, and Infamous Second Son are all leaving. Now, a lot of these will end up coming back in the future, but they're all leaving now. So if you haven't played them, by the time you listen to us, you got one day.
Which is not enough for most of the games that you need to play. That's not enough time. So
right. Some Xbox news now. Xbox has announced more job cuts. 3% of their job their company is leaving. They have about 200,000 employees. They've already let go 10,000 workers last year. Sucks that more people jobs are being cut. There's a big article. Phil Spencer talks about that if you guys want to go look at that. There's some new controllers and a headset. The Xbox Floral Collection, which I guess they're doing it for May because of the whole Mayflowers. Not bad. I mean, this one's all black, with half of it being black and the other with some red, pink, and blue.
For whatever reason, your screen doesn't show it.
I was not showing it.
No, it's still showing the job cuts. There it goes.
A little delay then.
But that's a... Are they both Power A? They're not actually Microsoft. Yeah. They're just officially licensed.
Yeah.
I wish Microsoft was making these. I actually really like that one. The headset I could do without.
Then there's a expansion card. They got flowered on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's cool.
And then the last one is the blue Spring Breeze.
Yeah, I actually like the red one better. Not going to get a Power A controller. No offense if you have one or if you use one. It's not for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next thing is Xbox is doing a new home screen redesigned, allowing players to design more of their home screen. There's a bunch of stuff on it. I don't have an Xbox to really see how that works, but I guess allowing you to design your whole home screen as you log into your Xbox is a good thing. like PlayStation, you can redesign yours, which I thought Xbox, you already could do that, but.
I don't know. That's not something I mess around with. I'm a big believer in, like, when it comes to your layout like that, that it is the way it's. I don't play with themes. I don't do any of that. Like, it is the way it is supposed to be.
Yeah, my PlayStation, I haven't changed anything on it. I just let it go.
Now, I thought it was cool when they briefly did the themes for, like, the anniversary, but I'm also okay with it. It should be there as an option, but I'm not going to mess with it.
Yeah. All right, next one. I think this is pretty cool. That with the new Doom game out, they teamed up with a Prince St. Pizza, and they have a special edition, like, pizza you can get from them. It's, like, Doom-inspired. It's like a pepperoni, like with the pepperoni actually burnt a little bit with some cheese on it to make it look like it's on fire. And here it is, the whole top of the pizza on fire. And it comes with a special box. But then you get a limited edition exclusive skin if you order from them.
What is that? What is the pizza?
It's a pepperoni pizza.
It's an actual like pizza you eat?
Yeah. Yeah, really? It's a visit any Pizza St. Pete, Prince St. Pizza location in the U.S. or Toronto, Canada between May 12th and June 15th.
And oh, you have to go to those places and get it, and they're just like torching the pepperonis on top.
Yeah.
And that pizza looks good.
Mm-hmm.
They use the cut pepperonis.
Yeah, and here's the box. It's a small, I mean, it's like a personal pan.
Yeah, I would mess with that, though.
I would try it.
Yeah.
I like my pepperoni a little bit crispy anyway, so that looks good. It's got a square pizza.
Yeah, looks good.
I think it's pretty cool that they teamed up.
We don't have one of those around here.
No. This little thing came up. I found it kind of interesting. So some leaker has said that the new Xbox handheld that by Asus is going to be one version. And then in 2027, there's going to be another Xbox solely Microsoft handheld. And it's going to be 2027. Yeah, it's going to come with a dock.
I think that they had said that like it wasn't enough time for them to do their own. It's also strange in that there seems to be like a... Asus is the one doing it. So It's the Republic of Gamers, whatever they call it. There's the Ally. It's the second one, but there's an Xbox branded one, which is beefier. And then there's just the Ally 2, which is a less powerful version that is branded by Asus, which is weird. So they're going to have theirs, which is the 2, which is less powerful than the Xbox cross-branded one with them, which is more powerful, like their pro version. And then after that, there will be a solely Xbox branded. I assume it'll still be made by them. It just wasn't enough time for them to do a whole new system. But yeah. Interesting, and I would not make a handheld like that if it was not capable of docking.
Yeah.
I bought a dock for my
Steam Deck.
For my Steam Deck, and I never take it out of the dock.
I think it's also weird they're going to bring out one in 2025, and then all of a sudden they're going to bring out another version in 2027. And some people hear that they might wait, but then you have your diehards who will just buy no matter what. They always upgrade. Like they get a new iPhone every year.
I think the whole idea is it's basically just like a pro version of the regular one. It's just cross-branded.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really its own system as much as it's just they're putting the Xbox branding on one.
Well, no, I'm talking about if they do this one, then in 2 years they come out with the Xbox Microsoft.
Because it'll be a real one. Yeah. This is just a half step to start making some of that money. And it's probably a lot like the Wii U in that they can get this out. They can see how everything translates over. And it'll inform them on what they need to do on the full branded.
Yeah, like the next Portal, when a Portal 2 comes out, the PlayStation Portal, will it be sole on handheld?
To me, this is a cheap way to dip your toes in there to see how everything goes so that you can make better informed decisions. And there's probably not a lot of barrier to entry here. They gave Asus some money, and they're not going to sell a ton of them, but I don't think they need to.
Right. The last one for the Xbox news, 8-Bit Duo has unveils a paper-thin all-button arcade controller. And it looks pretty cool.
I love them. They make super good controllers. I have their SNES and NES controllers that are USB. They make great third-party controllers.
think it looks pretty cool.
It does look cool. I don't know if that's a better way to play, but from an accessibility standpoint, I would assume there are people who will absolutely be able to use that more efficiently than a regular controller. It's interesting the way they have it laid out.
All right, so the Nintendo news here. So the Nintendo San Francisco store has officially opened, and they got some pictures of the inside. It is very red and white inside.
It looks like what you think a Nintendo store would look like. Probably super expensive also.
Yeah.
Because rent's probably crazy there.
It looks cool. I would definitely, if I was in San Francisco, I would definitely try to go, just go there and see what it,
Just to be in it, yeah.
yeah, just say, okay, I visited. All the, they have
Just to
all
be
kinds of,
inside Nintendo.
all the plushies, the games, and you'll
So
probably
what I'm
see
hearing
stuff
is you.
you'll never see.
You want to be inside Nintendo.
Yeah, sure.
They do have exclusives that you can only get there. I'll probably never go to San Francisco, but if I found myself there, I would go.
Yeah.
It's much more likely I end up in the New York.
New York. Okay. Nintendo Switch. Nintendo's released the Switch 2 game controller. They'd show it off. I don't see a difference, but I don't have a GameCube to really tell if there's major difference between the two.
It just says the new compared to the old, the new one has wireless capabilities, the C button access to game chat, and then I didn't see that last one before it went.
I'm sorry. ZL
ZL
button.
button. Yeah, it doesn't look much different. I should get all these controllers. I mean, they have the N64 ones, they have the NES, the SNES, and now the GameCube. I should get one of each just to have them, even though I'm not playing those games on there, just because I think they're cool.
All right, next one. With the Nintendo Switch 2 launch coming next month, GameStop has come out and said that they'll have an extra abundant supply of Switch 2, so don't worry about missing out on yours. And they're going to give a select amount of people a can of Red Bull.
They'll give you wings and a switch too. They'll get those kids hyped up. In my mind, I just picture children like 8 to 6, 6 to 8 range, just pounding Red Bulls, waiting for that switch two to come out.
We went to Cracker Barrel yesterday morning with the wife, and we're eating, and some kid was out. He must have had some waffles or something or French toast because he was wild. That dude was jumping around, running around his car, like shooting handguns out, and his brother would
Finger
just.
pistols.
Yeah, his brother was looked like about the same age or maybe a year older or younger, couldn't tell. We're just calm, just sitting, like waiting. We're just watching this little boy running around like crazy, like trying to. He just was amped up.
Yeah, dude's high on that sugar.
Yeah, I was like, that boy does definitely doesn't need no Red Bull.
He got that sugar. Yeah, he's just pounding Red Bulls at the midnight release, waiting for the Switch 2 to come out.
All right, another little rumor that Rockstar is writing Red Dead Redemption 2 for the Nintendo Switch 2. There's a little couple little signs are saying that they're gonna it'll be powerful enough to run it. Rockstar has apparently said that they've interest in doing it.
I think you'll see every successful game that is on other systems that is a third party developed game. I think you're going to see them all come over. I think you'll see a ton of Microsofts go over, and it wouldn't shock me if it seems to me like Sony and Nintendo are in the play nice phase because they still don't see they're just doing something completely different. It would not shock me if you saw some Sony games come over. We talked a few weeks ago about some Sony licensing out some of their old stuff to show up on Switch. It wouldn't shock me if you see some of their like a Helldivers style game show up over there.
Oh yeah, for sure. Killer Instinct Gold is available for the Switch Online expansion pack. That was a fun game. Me and my friends used to play that. We would come up to the mall and play Killer Instinct in that little barrel of fun.
Yeah. I miss the arcade at the mall here.
We got
It
the
was a
we got a
the D&B now.
yeah, Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's. But that so the old the arcade that we had before was like a it was like an arcade ass arcade.
Yeah.
It was small, it had the crazy carpet, it was loud, kind of smelled like popcorn.
It was
And
called
it
the
was
Barrel of Fun.
sweaty dudes inside playing like Mortal Kombat and stuff.
And then
I
when
used
I
to
get,
always play Crazy Taxi every time I went by.
I seen I used to see this dude that would come in and he would be on the Dance Dance Revolution on the very
Yeah.
front. He was really big, and about 2 years later I seen him, he was super small, and it's all because he did EDR.
He danced his weight off. Shout out to that guy. He's probably dead now, but shout out to him.
Right. The Nintendo San Francisco store will allow you to customize your Switch OLED colors if you want. So you can go in there and customize your the OLED and the Joy-Cons. And it's
So
a
assuming you're buying it, you just can like mix and match.
yeah, and it'll be
So I want like one
$349.99.
gray, one blue, and then the OLED.
You can do something crazy with it.
That's interesting. That's it's a fun reason to go there. It doesn't cost them any more or any less to do it. I'm curious how the packaging will work.
Will you get the same
'Cause
kind of
you're,
box, or what kind of box you get it in?
yeah, again, like a pre-owned GameStop box. Like, what's that baby going in? Because the box is not going to reflect what you actually have, so I'm curious if they have like a San Francisco branded store box that it's made to just lay everything in. It's super cool though. Also, that Splatoon, those Splatoon Joy-Con look real good in
Oh
that
yeah.
picture.
Yeah, they do. All right, next one, Hogwarts Legacy, it will be coming to Switch 2 with just a $10 upgrade. And Hogwarts Legacy on Nintendo, if you want to buy it, is only $17.99. It's on
So
sale.
for $27.99, you could have Hogwarts 2 ready to get Hogwarts Legacy for the Switch 2 ready to go. It's a good deal. Assuming you bought it for Switch and didn't play it through, it's a good deal.
All right, apparently the Switch 2 controllers, the Joy-Cons, will play music in a certain setting. You go into the sound play, and when you go into your controller settings, the L and R buttons will create little sounds. And so people are creating music out of that. Think it's a neat
Did
little random.
you hear the rooster sound like a velociraptor just then? Was it hard to read the news story with him doing that?
Yeah, that's why I was getting tongue-tied. Just listen.
Sometimes he makes that noise. I don't know what he's doing, but it sounds aggressive. But I assure you that if I open the door and go out there, he's just standing there.
It looked like it sounded like he was yelling at one of the other chickens or something.
Yeah, he's just standing there. I don't know. Chickens are weird.
All right, this next one. There was an unofficial Smash Bros. Dating app called Smash Together. It was shut down by Nintendo.
They can't let you have anything nice, you know?
Yeah, they have Smash Together on their little on X. But he said, we got a cease and desist. I think it's kind of funny.
The whole thing is funny. It's funny that somebody at Nintendo's like, we can't allow this to happen. It's also funny that they were doing it. It's all just silly, but
Yeah, they had
they had
400.
400 sign-ups.
Yeah.
People are like, I'll give it a go.
All right. Some just random news. Assassin's Creed Shadows is going to be adding a Dead by Daylight crossover to their multiplayer. Pretty cool. I mean, their games are crossing over.
Yeah, slip through the shadows, survive the ordeal. AC Shadows still seems to be doing pretty good. The people that I hear talking about it are still talking about it. It seems like it's maybe stays around a little longer than it needed to, but overwhelmingly just hear positive things about it. I'm probably not going to play it until it ends up on a pass or somewhere, and I don't know that I'll play it then either.
Yes, I'm still behind. I still have Origins Odyssey and Valhalla to play.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not gonna play it either.
Eventually, maybe we'll see. Don't know. There was an artist who did some kind of crazy paintings, and basically in 2017, the game Marathon basically stole her, a corner of her stole her work and added it into the game, and she just now noticed it, and they admitted to it that it does look alike. So there's like her, like this is Bungie's, and hers is on the right with the red, and then Bungie's Marathon's is on the left with the yellow.
You're not really that similar.
But according to her, that was her artwork. And now here's one also same. The white and yellow is Bungie's, and then yellow with the blue on the bottom is hers.
I just don't know that if you showed me the four of those, I don't know that I would think that they were copies of each other. I guess loosely, if you wanted to say inspired by, but her work is also inspired by someone, just like everyone else's. Now, if she sent stuff into Bungie or worked with Bungie in any capacity, I guess then maybe there's a world in which you could go like, hey, these are directly inspired by mine because they saw mine, which is shitty. But I will be honest that, like, to me, if you just showed me these and said, were these a copy of each other? I probably would have said no to both of those. But I'm also not an artist, so maybe I don't know what to look for.
So apparently they admitted to doing it, and they're gonna figure something out. All right, next one, Minecraft news. The game Minecraft will now, after 15 years, will let you craft saddles, which would be good for people who like to ride horses. They are always losing their saddles. And in the picture here, if you don't notice, if you notice, there's a pig, and then the camel has got both have saddles on them.
Yeah, that camel looks good as hell with a saddle on.
Right, next one, I saw this little video, life size tabletop Rocket League
God, that's awesome.
with little cars.
It's like this, we like joke a lot about like nerd shit. This is some nerd shit right here. This is like six dudes in a basement playing remote controlled real ass Rocket League, and it's like 1/64 scale.
There's the ball.
It's incredible. It's so good. Some of those maneuvers are pretty impressive too. I am pro this. I'll be honest, if they sold this and it wasn't outrageous and I was the kind of person who had like a basement where people came over, I would get one.
Don't you have the little Rocket League cars? Too bad they can design those to be remote control.
I'm sure that someone could 3D print a body that snaps on these because the bodies on these little, usually on the remote control cars, just lift right off. They're pretty damn good. Like you can tell they have been playing before they just uploaded this video because the fact that they're able to make like contact at all is pretty impressive. And they're like playing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. All
That's
right.
on, hold on, Daily Loud. Is that where that was posted at? But that's not who it was, I don't
No,
think.
it was just some guys just posted it on there.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, so one more gaming news. Atari. Is going to talk about Atari. Atari is getting total reliable delivery service, a game that we played on there. And there's like, you can see the screen here where they're playing it. And they're getting the Definitive Edition, which includes all five DLCs. Atari's still trying to do stuff.
I guess. I don't know who's playing that thing, but yeah.
And then now they have these watches that play. Here's Pong. And then you got. I like how this
I
went
want to
drip
love
drop.
Atari, but I just don't know what they are as a company. Like, are you going to buy that $130 console so that you can play totally reliable delivery service?
Right.
No, you're not.
And they're trying. They got all kinds of stuff on their little shop.
We should get one. We should get one. I mean, are you going to play that? Are you going to like be out at dinner with your wife playing that fucking Atari watch?
No. I mean, it looks
Also, how
cool.
hard is Pong to use on your watch?
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea. I think it's cool. It looks good. But no, I wouldn't buy it for whatever how much they're gonna charge for it.
Atari 2600 MyPlay Watch is what it's called.
$80.
Man, the price isn't horrible. You get a free band, like an extra band. I will say, like, branding wise, it's kind of cool. It looks like a generic Apple Watch. Scroll down a
Onks,
little bit.
Super Breakout, Missile Command, Centipede.
It looks like all four on every watch. Scroll down just a little bit. What are those? Asteroid Shadow Box art?
Yeah.
You just hang them up and they're just like cells from the game. It looks like the arcade screen and it's got like the screen behind it. It's actually pretty
Yeah.
neat. $150. You could almost buy their cutting edge platform for that price.
Someone will buy it.
I just don't know what they are anymore. Like, I don't know what. God, that one's awesome. The adventure. That's super good. Trust me, though, Atari games are not good. You don't want to play them.
All
Fun
right.
times. The Atari Lego set, excellent.
Yeah. All right. So last but not least, everyone's favorite section of our show, we're going to talk a little bit about some Legos, a couple cool things that came out this week. They've announced the Lego Icon Simpsons Krusty Burger set 10352, and it looks awesome.
It does look awesome. Return to the Simpsons. The first time you can get Sideshow Bob as a minifig.
Yep, it's going to be $209.99.
Not for me, but if you go ahead.
I was going to say 1,635 pieces.
It is set number.
10352.
Yeah, I will tell you, it's not for me, but it is. If you have the other sets, I don't know how you don't get this Simpsons set.
Then, if you do purchase it and during that time, you will get this little
God,
mock-up free
the living
set.
room set is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want any of those, but I would get that living room set and then I would get the minifigures and put them all on the couch.
You probably alone looks like you could fit two people on the couch.
Well, I think you do two on the couch, and I think the kids might sit in front.
On the floor.
I'm trying to think how it was on the show. I put Marge and Homer on the couch, and I would put the kids in front of them.
Yeah.
I'd like to have it, but I don't want the Krusty Burger.
Right.
Now,
Next
if I
one.
had their house and the Quickie Mart, I would obviously would get that.
So they're doing this thing again. The Lego Ideas Twist of Nostalgia fan vote live. So there are 13 sets where fans can vote for, and it will be a free gift with purchase set. So I'm gonna go through them one by one and see if what you think. A free gift with purchase. So the first one's this bouncy yellow castle. It's like a bouncy
It's
house.
really good. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's really good.
Right. Next one, a Paradise Sidewalk Cafe. It's pretty big.
Very adorable.
So I'm pro bouncy house right now. Next one is the Elven Kingdom.
That's a no for me. It's a micro set.
Yeah,
But you know
same.
what? They've been hot on those lately.
The micro sets, yeah.
Yeah.
Next one is the Emtron Pulsar charging station. Oh, that looks pretty cool.
Doesn't do anything for me there.
You like the space sets. The next one is W Land is our wonder Wonderland.
It gives me like classic Lego vibes.
Yeah, with the red and the yellow.
Yeah, but it's not for me.
Bouncy house still. Ooh, I don't, oh man. The sea serpent is the next one. It's a little ship with three minifigures on it. Oh, that does look pretty good though. I'm still a bouncy house guy though. Next one is Adventures of Raph featuring Jenny Thunder. It's
Who is
okay.
Jenny Thunder?
I have no
That
idea.
raft is pretty good.
Put the pelican on it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think I just want a water world set though. Now that I think about
Next one is Power Miners, a super mine mech. It's just a
it.
huge
Drill
mech.
dozer. Yeah, no
Yeah.
thanks.
Right. Next one is Granite
Oh shit. Is
Grinder.
it the same dude?
No, two different people.
Two dudes had just like the same exact idea.
Yeah.
Weird. Let's do a mech with a giant drill hand.
This one, they hear O Chess O Booty. Like just a chess, which they've had a chess one on there. I'm surprised this one got
It's also a
passed.
rendering and not a set, so I'm having a tough time giving them any credit.
Oh, pizza to go or stay. Oh, this pizza thing is awesome.
The pizza's really good.
Oh, he's holding a pizza and
It's
he's got
really good.
a
The
pizza
bike with
scooter,
the
the
pizza
bike.
stacked up.
Yeah. Oh, this
It's
might be it
really
for
good.
me. Yeah. And then there's the Paradise Seaside Cabana.
It's pretty
Now,
good too. Gives me Miami vibes.
there. See,
Toucan up top.
next one is Christmas Never Gets Old. Oh, that's pretty good too.
That's also pretty good.
Ooh, so I would say Christmas Never Gets Old, Pizza Shop, and then
The top two for me.
the Bouncy
I also
House.
like the second one too. I also like the cafe. So cafe pizzeria to me are kind of in the same league, but I'm a pizza guy. And then Bouncy
Seaside.
House and Christmas. I'll tell you, the Bouncy House is really good. It's also really simple.
Which is
It
a neat
feels
idea.
like a gift with purchase.
Which a neat idea is it's yellow and the first castle from Lego is yellow.
It also comes with a kid minifigs and he's got like a
Yeah.
sword. It's very whimsical and fun. She has a balloon. The pizzeria tugs at my heartstrings though. I love pizza. I love homemade pizza. It's fun. It's a good looking set.
Yeah, I think the pizza would win it for me. I would buy that.
Yeah. A lot of really good options there if you skip the two drill hand guys.
All right, next one. They've announced the pinball, I mean the gumball machine set. They actually have the minifigures of what we're going to be getting. And here is the pictures of the minifigures. We have some duplicates though. There are two like teal space minifigures and two gold minifigures.
Yeah, there's also like two of the knights,
Oh yeah, I see the two
so,
knights.
and then two of the other silver knights as well. That one and that one, yep. So there's duplicates on space guys and knights, and then I think everything else is unique.
Yeah, so there's the teddy bear head
He has a
guy.
Faboland
Yeah.
shirt from the little
And
Ferris wheel,
so does the guy back here with the elephant head.
which they're the same character too. They just one has an elephant head and one has a bear head.
Well, she looks like that the elephant head looks like a female.
Yeah, I think the bodies are the same though.
Yeah.
The
She's got
head
gray
might be
pant.
different.
Yeah, she's got gray pants on, he's got red
Oh
pants
yeah,
on.
she does have gray pants on, you're right.
Let's see, there's a photographer, like a look at your beach lady.
I think it also comes with a very tiny version of the machine also.
Yeah. They don't show
That
this in the
goes with,
picture.
yeah, it goes with the guy with the coin. The flannel guy, yeah, I think it hit the tiny machine comes with him. Or maybe that's just how people are setting it up.
Like this guy back here with the ice cream cone.
He looks like he is a pedophile. I like him too.
Well, he looks like her. They got the same shirt on and they both have the
Yeah,
same outfit.
everybody's paired up.
Yeah.
The two on the left are paired together too. The
These
guy and the
two.
girl. Yeah.
So she's probably paired with the pirate because she looks like she could
I
be
would
a.
think so. She's got a map and a pistole. They're fun. Yeah, see the little tiny machine.
Yeah.
I will tell you, not a lot of changes from the Lego idea set that was submitted. Very similar to what was there. They didn't change this one very much at all. It's hard to tell scale wise, but when you look at this machine, it doesn't look like 16 of them would fit inside there.
Yeah, so that's going to be pretty big.
And I've seen mixed things on the pricing, but I'm going, this is like a day one buy for me.
Yeah, same.
I love gumball machines. I love Lego. The idea that they're coming together is awesome. And it happens to also come with 16 minifigs. Even if they're duplicates, that's great.
I need to take a picture and show you my gumball machine I got. It's from like the 70s. My grandma got
Yeah.
us.
That's awesome. And I would, well, I said this before, I hope that they sell packs. It would be awesome if you could go in and like later on buy a box that comes with like two of the bubbles and two minifigs where parents could like put them in the machine and refill it. I think that would be fun. By parents, I mean me buy them for myself.
Right. That would be. I wouldn't mind. I would like to see maybe like a little poly bag set you can get to go with it.
Well, it's neat to see that, like, on the Soapbox Racer, the downhill, like, they sold the sets to go with the sets. I think that's neat. I would like to see them do more than that.
Yeah, so here's the
You see it?
original mock-up.
It's not drastically different.
Now the handle's
They put the little
different.
coin slot on, the handle's different. It's cleaner. It feels like the bowl up top is a little bigger, but it's not drastically different.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, some BrickLink designer program news. You can go and purchase Series 1 and Series 2 sets on May 20th. It's on Tuesday, so the day after you listen to this or this
Is this
episode comes
chap
out.
your ass?
You can go back and buy whatever is extra, because apparently there's a lot of people who could not purchase the sets. They didn't have the money in time, so they had a certain amount of time to purchase it. They didn't, so there's a
Does this
backstock of a
upset
lot of
you?
it. Yes.
I figure it would.
So you can get set 1 and 2. So here's series 1. So I got the old train shed, and then I got the snack shack.
I got just the Snack Shack here.
I want the Parisian Street, and I want the Mountain Fortress.
I like the train shed, but I don't think I would get it. But I do like it.
Yeah, I got the train shed. I thought that was going to be pretty cool.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, should try to get that general store. That looks very him.
It'll
He could put
be,
the Stagecoach, the Fun Hole stage, the Lumabricks Stagecoach with it.
yeah. And the many characters in this one are pretty good.
Yeah, they would work perfect for what he's doing. Put the campfire right next to it. That would look awesome.
Yeah, just let him know. It's Tuesday morning. He can go on there and pre-order it, or yeah, get it. About to go here. He has that Lego account. This will take you to your Lego account, then you can buy it. Series 2 sets was the train, the Brick Crossing train station, which as to what I got, and then the Ominous Isle, Ocean House, and Mushroom House. That's only the one I only wanted was the Brick Cross train. That's the only I got that one. That's it.
I didn't do any of these here, but I may do that. I'm interested in the Mushroom House.
Yeah,
I kind of wavered back and forth.
that would go good with your cheese house
Yeah,
and the
it's
fun.
very whimsical and fun, and I would consider it. She's riding a snail. It's just fun.
It
I
looks like
would
a,
consider that
it
one.
almost looks like a fun hall or Luma Briggs house.
Yeah, the base is really. I will tell you, Lumabricks does a lot of work on the base. The bases are, several steps. This is a fun set. I would. Oh, the fucking back is open.
Yeah.
I would consider this one. I probably won't remember on Tuesday, though, knowing me.
I'll text you in the morning.
Yeah, I'll forget. I'm curious as to what quantities look like, but it makes sense. So when you order it, you put a card, and then when it gets closer, it tells you, hey, we're going to bill you. And a lot of real life happens. It's like, what, like 3 or 4 months after you order it, maybe even longer.
Yeah, that first series was almost a year.
Yeah, it's a long time between them when they finally bill you, so I get it.
So now if they do, let's say they do series threes or something, series three you would buy.
No, I don't think so. I got Camping Adventure, and I don't think I would get anything else. I love the Harbor Master's office. I just don't know that I have anywhere to put it.
Yeah,
So I
same.
don't think so.
I got the Art of Chocolate, and that's all I wanted. I don't want any of these other ones.
And then Series 4, there was nothing for me. These felt way too themey for me.
Yeah, I got the medieval seaside market and then the siege encampment. I got both of those.
Yeah, so there'd be nothing there. And then 5 is the one that's coming, right?
Yeah, the 5 is the one on June 10th we have to purchase.
Now, I'll tell you, if I get that other mushroom, I then force myself to get this mushroom.
Mushroom Village.
It all goes together. It's the same dude.
Yeah. It's open back.
Yeah, but you wouldn't just have one of those.
I wonder if you can fold it. It doesn't fold.
No.
No, it doesn't. Or,
Nope.
nope, it's not.
It gives you, it's very, it almost feels like this inspired the Hobbit build, the way it's built. The shower, it's like exactly the same on the back, the way the holes are open. It's interesting.
Yeah, so I got
Popcorn
the,
stand.
yeah, I'm gonna get the popcorn stand.
I'm getting the antique shop.
Like the antique shop too, yeah.
I'm 100% getting it. I don't know about the, if I can get the other Mustard Village, I may get this one, but that's a lot of money. That would be $365 plus tax, $55 plus tax. Oh shit. Hold on. Your good work phone went off.
Let's see. I like the Adventure in Transylvania. That might be one I just like buy and resell it. I think that's
Popcorn stand's really good too.
yeah, the popcorn stands for sure. I'm gonna get. Then I'm gonna think about the antique shop. Then series six is down the road.
I gotta have the gold mine and should get the off-road adventure because it goes with the other set.
The Art Factory
So
and Outlaw Forest and are probably the two if I.
I bet that gold mine, I bet it is $349. It
Oh
looks
yeah, this
so
big.
big.
Oh yeah, this is going to be the expensive one.
I want it though.
And Series
Series
Seven's the
seven.
is the one I don't like anything really.
The antique collection is fun. Golly.
Maybe the sushi restaurant.
Yeah, that's the one I sent for the show, Matt. I think he'll scoop that one up. That one looks really good.
I think I can make this work with my city set, especially with the train right there. You can move the train to all the different sides. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good looking set.
In a full, it opens, it's open
Ours
back, but you
completely
can,
modular, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that might be a good one to go with my city.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah, so that it might that might be the winner for me on that.
It's neat.
Right. Well, that's all I had for today. You got anything else?
That's all for me.
Parting words of wisdom.
Yep, that's
All
it. Just goodbye.
right.
Peace.
As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com, /GameStitch. Contact me on the socials at game_stitch at HoeEffinShow. That was episode 639. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.